Welcome to the Friday, January 17th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 19th episode of the 24-25 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner. I believe this is a second-time winner, Molly Lucas. If I'm mistaken, Molly, then you can correct me, but I think this is the second time that I've read your name as a winner for our Briefings with Butts trivia. You're a literacy coach at Bridgeport Elementary. You know that. Not everybody does, but Molly, you win a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. Congratulations. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. Just this past Monday, we were able to celebrate our board. This is January is School Board Recognition Month, and it was our reorganization meeting. Taking the oath for the second time, Karen Burke and Susan Graves, they began their second term on the board, and first-time board member, former Wayne Township administrator, Sherry O'Day Marcott took the oath for her first term in office. We also had board officer elections. Congratulations to Brandon Bowman, who is our board president for 2025, Susan Graves, vice president, and Karen Burke, our secretary. Also, Mike Nance will serve as the ISBA legislative liaison and the ISBA delegate. Ramika Graham, who was president in 2024, will be serving as the Wayne Township Education Foundation representative. And we also had the chance at Monday night's board meeting to welcome our new MSD of Wayne Township Police Department Sergeant and second-in-command, Adam Hazelwood, coming from the Lawrence Police Department on the east side. He took the oath of office on Monday evening. Well, I'm super excited to welcome today's guest, a longtime contributor, longtime employee here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Matter of fact, a Ben Davis High School graduate, Coach Stan Benge. Welcome, Coach.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Coach, when I first came to Wayne Township in 2006, you were still teaching here in Wayne Township. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit more kind of about your history? You graduated from Ben Davis High School. You went off to college. And tell us a little bit about what brought you back to Wayne Township.
Okay, well, I spent 2 years at Roncalli High School. And from there, I got an opportunity to come back and be an assistant coach with Gail Tolles was the head coach. Steve Whitty and I were the assistants at that time, and enjoyed coaching basketball on the boys' side here. And life happened and got out of coaching for a couple of years. And then there was a girls' opening. They asked if I would do it, and I thought, I'll do it for a couple of years. And one thing has led to another, and I've enjoyed having the opportunity to coach the players here in Wayne Township. And so coached here for a long time, then retired from teaching back in 2011. Mm-hmm. Thought I was going to go to college. Well, I did go to college and coach for a couple of years, but the last time I left North Dakota, It was actually 22 below zero, and I said, I'll never come back here in the winter again. So
You were coaching at IUPUI.
Correct. Right? Yep. Correct. And so then I went to Roncalli and coached there for 7 years and was lucky enough to be able to get back here in Wayne Township again. So this is my fifth year back in Wayne Township.
Funny you mentioned North Dakota. I know you and I have talked about this, but my wife is from Grand Forks, North Dakota. She's a proud graduate of the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks, just up there for the holidays visiting her family, my in-laws. And yes, it's still cold up there, Coach. You mentioned you taught here in Wayne Township. Most people think a high school coach also teaches at the high school. That wasn't the case with you.
No, as a matter of fact, when I first came over, I taught elementary physical education. They said, we'll get you over to high school in a couple of years. And I think it was like 25 years later, there was an opening became available that I could get over here. And at that point in time, they were doing renovations and that kind of thing. I said, I think I'll just stay where I am, and stayed and was an elementary physical education teacher for my whole career here in Wayne Township.
Wow. And your wife was a teacher here as well.
That's correct. She taught at McClellan, taught at North Wayne, and had a great career here, has taught almost every grade level at the elementary level, and she was a fabulous educator, and she served on the school board here in Wayne Township.
That's amazing. Wanted to talk a little bit about a milestone that just happened a few weeks ago, over break, I think, your 700th win. How do you even wrap your head around the fact that you've coached 700 winning games in basketball.
I don't. I really, really don't. I never thought I would coach that many, let alone win that many. And, you know, I've told this story many times. I was with Tom Medjese, who coached at Lake Central, a fabulous coach, and I was sitting with him, and he got his 300th win. And I said, I'll never coach 300 games, let alone win 300 games. So it just amazes me that I'm still able to hear, and I hopefully am still contributing in a positive way to the players' lives.
Yeah. You've had some great experiences through basketball, many here at Ben Davis High School, of course, and a national championship, several state championships. Is there a time that sticks out in your mind as really meaningful that that you can just pull out from all those years of coaching? I know that there's has to be so many over the years, but is there any particular stories or any particular games or championships or recognitions that stick out to you?
Well, I'm probably going to say something that no one would expect, but the letters I get from parents and players after the fact, years later, and how I was able to influence either their lives or their child's lives in a positive way. That's not an emotional thing. It's something that has happened. You just got one just recently, and it just touches my heart and feel, and it sort of makes me feel like what I've done has made a positive impact, not only on that player, but maybe on society in some small way.
Yeah. I'd like to talk a little bit more about that, in fact, because coaching is such an emotional – athletics is such an emotional thing for the players, for the fans, for the coaches. And so keeping that all in perspective is really important. And you've seen, I'm sure, over time, some of the shifting that has happened with mindsets of athletes and of spectators and of officials. Has that been a big shift for you during your career?
Well, it is. I mean, people don't change, but situations change. Social media has changed things a lot. As a coach, it's very difficult because you got to, I mean, it's a fine line in how far you push them. And, you know, I think about that every day. You know, I talk about, you know, man, if we could just do this a little bit better, mm-hmm. we could really be good. But you push them, and then they think you're on them too much, and then they lose confidence and so forth, and that's not a good thing either. So it's a very fine line that you walk. And, you know, with officials, as a coach, I get disappointed when officials disrespect me.
Yeah.
I try to honor them, and then they turn around and disrespect. They're human beings, and I know they're under a pressure situation. It's a very, very difficult job. But I hope all the fans treat the officials with respect because we want the same thing in return. And then as far as parents, you know, I talk about the positive letters. I've had a couple of, you know, that parents trying to help me and saying that I need to do something different when it's informative. You know, I enjoy those letters when it's just a negative situation where they're sort of maybe getting their emotions out to you. Doesn't feel good.
Sometimes you're the outlet.
I'm the outlet. Right.
I talk often in various conversations. Yes, we like to win. That's one of the things that people that are competitive like to do. But we also know there are so many lessons to be taught through athletics, through sport, especially team sports. And you taught those as a career at the elementary level with PE and skill development and working with students on various aspects of physical fitness. But you also do that each and every day when you're coaching out there on the court with our young people. What are some of those lessons you think are the most valuable that you try to instill in your girls, whether they're going to go off and play after high school or not, but you hope that they take into life, that they reflect upon and send you that letter 5-10 years down the road because of that lesson that you taught out on the court?
Probably the biggest thing is self-belief. Sometimes as a teenager, as an adolescent, we try to portray that we believe in ourselves when in reality they have a lot of self-doubts, and we never want them to play the victim, and we're going to have situations where maybe we got the short end of the stick sometimes. But we need to understand that they're strong enough, They're intelligent enough that they can overcome anything. And if they have that self-belief, they're going to have a positive influence, not only on their lives, but on the people's lives around them. And probably, if I could say one thing, that would be it.
Yeah. Well, we know that you don't win 700 games without a winning culture. And the climate that you've set for your team, the culture you've set for your team, just plays out year and year again. The work you do with young people and the feeder programs, and you have to build that talent early, and you have to be able to develop that and have that pipeline into school. We also know that it's important to multi-sport, right? Multi-sport athletes, and we know that that's becoming more and more narrow, where people are picking one sport and focusing on that 12 months out of the year. Thoughts on that?
Well, and they do that long before they get here.
Yes, I mean, absolutely.
They think that's something they need to do. I would encourage everyone to have as many experiences as they can until they can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to focus just to make the team or be successful in whatever they want. But to do multi-sports when they're at a younger age and all the way up until maybe you're a junior or senior, and even then, I hope you can do. I mean, yeah. Mark Zachary is probably a good example of where he didn't limit himself to one sport. And
he's got several state rings in multiple sports. And,
exactly
and certainly
right.
Has some great opportunities after he graduates from high school. He's going to be our guest actually next week. Great segue in there, but he'll be our guest next week as we look forward to highlighting some of the things that he has done as well. Coach, last question I want to ask of you, as I know our time is running out. We mentioned your wife, and we know that coaching demands a lot of time. It demands that you're away from your family, that you're on the road, that you're spending many times the days around the holidays and sometimes the holidays working with the team, getting ready for an upcoming game or a tournament. What do you like to do when you're not coaching? What is that thing that helps to keep you balanced? And when you step away from the court, you step away from basketball, what is it that Coach Benj likes to do?
Well, I like to spend time with my wife. Yeah. I really enjoy being around her. And the other thing is maybe not make decisions and that you can just sit back and enjoy maybe a family meal that with my family. I really appreciate my entire family. We're able to go out on Sunday afternoons as a family and eat, and I really appreciate and enjoy those moments.
Yeah, family is so critical, and I think as we have life experiences, we realize more and more how very special that is, and so thankful that you were able to bring up your family and that you've had an opportunity to reflect upon those and spend some great time with your family.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Coach Stan Benj, just truly an amazing coach here in the MSD of Wayne Township at Ben Davis High School, done tremendous things throughout his career, and we are so thankful that he continues to work with our girls' basketball program. Wish you all the best for the rest of this season, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You have a game coming up tomorrow at Pike High School. Good luck with that. Also, our Ben Davis High School swimming co-ed team will be home against Decatur Central. Boys basketball continues through the Marion County Tournament this weekend as well. And don't forget, schools and offices will be closed on Monday, January the 20th, in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in for our next episode for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.